So glad you're all here.
Let's get started.
Would you like to start the day off by sharing?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself?
Welcome to Everybody Loves Sex with Jackie and Sunny. And we have a fun show today.
Oh, I am so excited for this show because our guest is one of my favorite people in the adult industry. Or okay, former.
Why?
Former.
Why is she favorite? And she, tell everybody who it is first.
The legendary Raylene.
She is a legend.
Raylene is actually the very first person in the adult industry who ever spoke to me and actually follow Friday'd me on my Twitter account so she could get so I could get more followers. She's super cool, just really down to earth, and she's actually been one of those rare people who successfully left the business and has an amazing career, and I can't wait to talk to her about it.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Okay, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited. I was actually I was stalking Raylene, and I noticed she attended Christian schools and danced at the Grammy Awards, and I saw, well, other than the dance at Grammy Awards, I saw similarities there, and I'm like, why is it? Did you know that Emily, from Sex with Emily, she went to a Catholic school as well, and so did I. And I feel like girls that go to Catholic school and have to wear these little outfits are kinkier.
I think so. I think that you're so sexually repressed that it's just like everything just comes full force as you become an adult.
Yeah, and we're so guilty all the time.
Yeah, Catholic, so yeah, I know. former Catholic.
Former Catholic.
Yeah.
We also have a contest today for Jimmy Jane Hello Touch X. It's a wearable electrostimulation vibration device that goes around your wrist, and then the pods go on your fingertips. And I know I used electrostimulation on you.
Yeah.
I think it's our first show, right?
It's a blast.
Literally.
I never really thought it. Yeah, it's shocking, literally. It's great. It was fun.
Okay. It made your hair stand up on ends, right?
Yes.
In a good way, yes. Though.
Oh,
in
for
a,
sure.
Like that tingly.
You get the tingles everywhere with this.
Yes.
Yes. It's a really fun sex toy, I think, for couples and even by yourself. I think you can get quite a bit of amusement.
I like solo love. I know it's only supposed to be May as Masturbation Month, but I think every day is Masturbation Day.
Agreed.
In my book.
Agreed.
You're so short today. I noticed you're on a really tiny chair. Yay. I've never felt so tall.
It's okay.
It's crazy.
I'll sit up straighter.
So you're listening to Everybody Loves Sex with Jackie and Sunny. Please call us. We're here to talk to you and take your calls. 323-515-9922. And that number does record 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if it's 1 a.m. on Saturday, give us a shout out because we want to hear from you, right?
Yes.
And I changed our email address. Our new email address is letstalk@everybodylovessextalk.com. I think that's a lot easier to remember. And then I'm not getting your email. You're not getting my email. We'll both check these. So just in case I didn't want to see your kinky fan email.
Oh, come on.
All those dick pics. And you can find us on social at @lovessextalk. Jackie, what's going on with porn world problems?
Okay, I have a good story for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, so am I able to say ejaculate?
You just did.
Okay, great. Fabulous. I figured it was the clinical term. Okay, so
let me see.
Let me tell you about a story of, you know, a lot of people when they're looking at an adult film, they think, oh, you know, it's all so seamless and easy and these guys are able to last a really long time. Well, I had a scene where a guy was unable to ejaculate and it was going on 3 hours and I called my boss.
3 hours?
Yeah. The poor girl was in so much, she was a trooper and really hanging in there, but I called my boss. I said, what do? I call the scene, which is going to cost us a lot of money.
Right.
And he goes, fake it. And so you know how we faked this?
No.
I had the PA stand off camera.
Okay.
He's building to that orgasm and the PA flings the Cetaphil onto her stomach off camera. So that it sort of gives the illusion that it came out of him. But look, it was from a completely different angle. It was brilliant. But these are the things we have to contend with. That's how you have to fake it in the adult world. It was great. I loved it.
Oh, my God. This guy, was it the Energizer Bunny or something?
It was somebody who has, you know, notoriously has wood problems. Somebody I won't be hiring anymore, but.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You'd think professionals, that's all they have to do is show up.
Oh, it's hard, but.
Hard?
Ba-bum-bum. Ba-doom.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. So. once again, this is Everybody Loves Sex, and we're moving on. Okay. Are you ready to move
I'm
on?
I'm ready.
Wait, did what? You have something else to tell me about porn world problems? Because I see something else
no,
on your list.
No, this is for another day.
Are you sure? I think you should just let us know now. Don't make the listeners wait.
I had a girl.
You had a girl?
Call.
Okay.
She was 45 minutes late. I once you're 15 minutes late, I don't hire you again. She was 45 minutes late. I needed to get the scene done. An hour later, an hour and 15 minutes later, she still hasn't showed up. Call the agent. What's going on? He leaves me a voicemail. Why is she late? Because her hair looks like a mullet. That was her cancellation. That was her excuse. I'm like, thousands of dollars down the drain because your hair looks like I'll friggin' cut it for you, broad. Anyway, that was, yeah.
Okay.
I love my job.
I love your job.
These people.
Things that you don't think about. Everybody thinks that porn sets are just, it's like boogie nights, you know, parties and
no.
champagne.
Yeah, no. No, I wish they could all be as good looking as Mark Wahlberg, though.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, I recently came across an article. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was in Glamour magazine, and it was the best places for hot summer sex.
Yeah, I did look at it, and I absolutely don't agree with any of these, except for maybe the weekend getaway.
Okay. So let's run through a couple of
okay.
these. The first one is the backseat of your car.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, what concerned me was she said, pack a towel or a sheet and lay it down so you're not literally sticking to your seat. I don't plan for stuff like that. That's
right. It should be spontaneous if
sex.
You're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Best places for hot planned summer sex.
Yeah. Okay. In a tent. But then she says, put on bug spray and don't try wild positions.
Who wrote this?
Her name is Andrea
Sartash.
Oh, okay. Lord. And then turn off your lights when you pitch your tent off the beaten path so you don't have an audience. Okay,
well,
where's the fun in that?
Well, I know. I was like, wait a minute. That's the best part.
Right? They you want people to kind of know yeah. what you're doing in the tent and try and figure out what position that is.
Yeah.
That's half the fun. On a weekend getaway, which you enjoyed and you said as well that...
Yeah.
Definitely. Me too. We're actually going away this weekend. So absolutely.
Where?
We're going to Palm Springs. Just a quick getaway.
God, you guys get away all the time.
Huh? Well, it's, you know, when we went down to the islands, we just caught the tail end of a storm. And so the surf was kind of up a little bit. And I wasn't able to swim like I wanted to. I was fighting the current a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was struggling. And so I want a pool. I want to be able to swim and float. And so
yes.
that's why. Yeah. So that's why. And my husband likes me in a bikini at all times.
I'm
so
sure
that's
I would too if I was your husband.
Okay, sex in a hammock. Have you ever tried that?
No. And I was thinking, I actually showed this to my husband and I was like, how would we even do this? And he's like, let's not do it. I mean, it just sounds horrible.
Well, it said Mayans had the sacred hammock sex. And
if I
now
have to look at pictures to understand how to do it, I don't want to do it.
No, that's true. Okay, so no, definitely not in a hammock or not in one of those that like cocoon up anyway. And then outdoor shower. I think that's cool too. Outdoor shower. I've only done that once. Sex in an outdoor shower. It was amazing. So I would say yes. Yes. I want to actually... read the next story that Andrea had, though, because did you notice her next one is cheat on your husband with your husband?
I love that idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you read
great.
It?
You know what? No, but my husband and I do this sometimes. Like, I'll wear a wig.
Oh,
am I lame?
It's getting good.
But it's like
no,
something
you
take on the persona of another person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
Like when my husband doesn't have much hair, but when he does shave his head, he's more attractive to me solely because he looks different.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's just like, oh, yeah.
So do you rub his head when you're having sex then?
He's actually brought me to orgasm with his head. The top
really?
Of his head. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you the story another day.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, really erotic.
Super hot. Super hot.
It was very hot.
Wow. Okay. I think we can come up with better places to have hot summer sex, such as, you didn't think about these? I think in your backyard. Why not start there? Your backyard's perfect for it.
No, it's all gravel.
There's a hot tub out there.
There is a hot tub.
And
so
it's
yes,
very secluded.
Would be good.
See, hot tub, something like that.
Yeah.
I also think since everybody's traveling, join the Mile High Club. why not have sex on a plane?
I think that's great.
You know, that's a hot summer place to have sex. I think that poor Andrea didn't put enough into this. So, you know, we're going to give her a run for her money. We'll come up with some more. So if you have any places you suggest for hot summer sex, give us a call at 323-515-9922 or hit us up on social at Love Sex Talk. Are you ready for sex in the news?
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, sex in the news. Well, the first one, I saw this actually yesterday, and everyone jumped on the bandwagon today. There's a Pennsylvania woman who pleads guilty to loud sex, and what's funny is it's her second time.
What?
Yes.
Repeat offender.
Repeat offender. She obviously is
three
a squirmer.
Strikes, she's out.
Yes.
Wow. That's...
Did you see her picture, though?
Yeah.
Her name's Amanda Marie. Yeah.
And it changes it when they're not super hot. I don't know if anybody's super hot in their mugshot, but looking at her, I'm just kind of like, eh.
You know what? If she's got her hair in a ponytail, if you took down the ponytail and turned that frown upside down, I think she could make herself hot.
With a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, and maybe draw her eyebrows, you know, not... She's got drawn on eyebrows and they're straight, so they looks like she's angry today, but I think maybe if she drew on rounder eyebrows, she'd look a little more friendly.
Sexy.
Yeah.
But props, I don't think we props to her for having, you know,
right?
This loud sex.
Yes. Okay, so Amanda Marie, she pleaded guilty, and she's being held for, she's still in jail. They were going to let her go, but she's got other complaints that she's up on. But she's dealt with this, this was the second time in 2 years. So once a year, kind of like 4th of July, her fireworks go off and she has to scream.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Have you ever been arrested for loud sex?
I've never been arrested, but I did have a note left on my door. And it was so embarrassing. Yes, it's because we lived in West Hollywood. We didn't have air conditioning. So we would leave the windows open. And I'm never thinking when I'm having sex, oh, people are listening. I don't think about that. And the note was like, when you have sex, please close your windows. And I was like, Jesus, who sent me this? It's embarrassing. I'm a pretty private person, so that was super embarrassing.
Not anymore.
Yeah, right.
Okay, did you see the one in Russia where a woman does a strip tease to stop police from towing her car? And she's on a pole on these people.
Which is pretty impressive. I could see you doing this. When I saw totally this article, I was like, this could be you.
I would totally do this.
I know you would.
Oh, my God. I don't know the last time I've actually had a ticket because I always find a way to get out of it.
I believe that.
Every single
you
time.
You got us front row seats to Chelsea Handler just by flirting with a guy. So, believe me, there is no holding back with you. I believe anything you told me about stuff like that.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you. That makes me feel good. Okay, last thing, and I thought this was fascinating as well. According to Mashable, Tokyo is opening a restaurant called the Amrita where everyone will be able to dine naked. I said naked.
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 Well, they have to wear the little underwear.
Do they?
Yes, they give them the little covers for their genital area.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just because the chairs are rented or something?
And they're not allowed to touch each other. So I didn't really understand the point of this restaurant.
I don't know either. I thought it was strange that they had a weight limit.
Yeah, that...
that they'll weigh you before you come in.
It's pretty humiliating, yeah.
And the reservations cost between $130 to $260. So it depends on, I mean, where are the good seats compared to bad seats?
Right.
Which is kind of weird. And they're only going to take reservations for 3 days. So it sounds like it might be a pop-up restaurant.
Yeah.
We should keep our eyes on this. It's July 29th, 30th, and 31st. Would you go to a naked restaurant?
With my body in the state it is now, absolutely not. But yes, I am starting the Atkins diet again tomorrow. So ask me in a month.
Tomorrow.
When I lose 15 pounds. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it has to be by July 29th or we can't go.
Nope, ain't going to make it.
All right. Well, next time for sure. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, this is perfect timing because we have Raylene on set and... let's do a contest first. Do you want to give something away first?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've got another fun one. It's going to be What's That Sound? And we're giving away HelloTouch X, which is a wearable electrostimulation and vibration. It's valued at over $150. Yeah. What else do I want to say about that? You can check it out at jimmyjane.com. And do you know what this is? Don't say it out loud. Do you know what...
I don't
identify
it. No.
Okay.
I think this will be a tough one. So if you get this, it's
Okay.
Yeah, this
here
is
the sound. All right, everybody. Can you hear that? Don't laugh, Jackie. Oh, there. I'm really getting it to talk to me. It's not, I'm not strangling a bird, I swear. No one's dying. Oh, okay. The producer's giving me this look like, ow, it hurts my ears. My ear bones are burning. Yeah. Do you need a hint? No. No hint?
Give him a hint. Yeah, give him a hint. That one is tough.
Okay, I'm going to say it's a type of sex toy. This one is made by Pipe Dream Products. But that's all I'm going
to
say.
That's a tough. They, you are so unfair to these poor people.
Why? Okay.
Their hint is it's a sex toy.
It's a sex toy. Yeah. Hey, say hello, sex toy. Do you want to give them another hint?
Yeah. Tell them what it's made of.
Okay. It is made of Fanta flesh.
Okay.
Which is a realistic flesh that is so realistic it's actually kind of scary. Have you felt it? Here, feel this.
I know, I like that.
I know, right? What did you say earlier when I showed this to you?
I could use that as like a stress reliever, just squeezing it, because it just... Ugh.
That's not what you said.
What? It's like a stress ball.
No, there was something else.
Oh, I like sticking my finger in it, yeah. Right, I do like...
That's what she said, folks. That's what she said. Okay, so if you know what that sound is, what is that sound? Tag us on social at Love Sex Talk. Let us know what you think the sound is. You must be over 18 to win. A winner will be... A winner will be randomly chosen from the correct answers. Good luck. And what are they winning?
A electrostimulation and vibration valued at over $150.
That's right. A Jimmy Jane.
The Hello Touch X.
Yes, the Hello Touch X. That you have tried now and that you are a fan of.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about that. We have Raylene. Before we call her on, tell me a little bit about her. I mean...
Raylene got into the industry in 1997, which is when the business was really exploding. This is before the age of piracy, really. So, and she'd only been in, I think it was like a year. She can clarify if I'm wrong, but she was signed as a contract girl for Vivid. And to be a contract girl is like, that is like, you are the cream of the crop.
The ultimate.
Yeah, you are the ultimate. And she signed within a year. And then she worked in the business off and on for 17 years. She's won a lot of awards. She was at the Grammys, as you said.
I'm going to say liar, because there's no way, no way, looking at her and how gorgeous she is, that that's impossible, 17 years.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because she doesn't really age, and she still she has the cutest teeth. If I could just say that. I love Raylene's teeth.
Okay, let's bring her out. I need to see her teeth. Raylene, please join us on set.
She has a lot of other
cute
parts.
Show me your teeth.
But the teeth are adorable.
Oh, they are cute.
They are.
Well, you have a cute laugh. You are absolutely breathtaking, gorgeous.
Hi,
and you do have cute teeth.
Thank you.
I love those teeth.
Oh, we love you.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We'll talk about that after the show.
Awesome. Yay. Perfect. So Jackie has some questions that she has prepared.
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ask
she
them.
Does. Okay. Well, one of them was, you know, you were in the industry for almost 17 years.
Liar.
17 years?
Off and on.
And so basically, and you started when you were 20.
No, I started when I was 18. I did my first movie when I was 18. I didn't shoot, I think, for another 6 months and came back when I was 19.
Okay, and you were in, so off and on for 17 years, you kind of grew up in the business. Do you think that that's shaped who you are today, and how has it shaped?
Absolutely. I mean, I was literally raised by wolves in the business.
That's great.
And had I not had the experience of being a performer and being raised by wolves, I wouldn't be who I am.
But I mean,
so are you part wolf today?
I am. I am.
You're a
go-getter. I'm in sales.
Oh, see. Yeah.
You have to be.
Wolf, shark, snake, I don't know. Snake is a little slithery. Let's eliminate
that
one.
I like the wolves.
I do too. And I like the shark. I like the shark too.
But I mean, do you think it was for the most part? I mean, and so you're being raised by this industry, which is notoriously known for kind of chewing up women, spitting them out. But you have come out on top. I mean, why do you think that is?
Determination, nowhere to turn, not having mommy and daddy support you for your whole life. knowing that I have no choice but to get what I want by working for it.
I love that. That's a great example.
Oh, I love that.
That's a female. I know what I want. I know how I want to live, and I can only obtain that by working hard.
Yeah.
In a job that I love. So
yes, that's amazing.
And I did it in two jobs that I love.
What was the other?
Well, okay, well, so adult and adult now your current job.
In my current job, yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah. I'm really fortunate.
How did you get a contract role so quickly and easily? I mean, I can't imagine that was...
I think it was kind of just a fluke. I got an interview with Vivid around the same time as Farrah. I don't know if you remember Farrah. She was blonde. Farrah. And it was going to be either one of us. And she decided not to go with the contract. Vivid decided to eliminate me. They weren't going to sign me. And I was so pissed because I felt like I had gotten my hopes up and...
Sure, right.
And it was just a huge letdown. And so I called Marcy and I was like, that's so uncool. You know, I really feel like I deserve this. And they gave me the contract.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you got to ask. You have to ask and if you want something.
Yeah, and I was kind of not really at the top of the barrel there. And really had to work hard and work the publicists in order to get any publicity out of them. And I was in their office every day and made sure that happened.
See, that's awesome.
That's
so
fantastic.
So that's, you know, that, I think that's where the go-getter in me started.
I love that.
So you were also named Starlet of the Year. Was that before the Vivid contract?
I don't remember. I think it was during the Vivid contract. I think it was like at the beginning of it. And that was Starlet of the Year for XRCO.
Perfect. That's awesome.
So before we get into your current career, what do you think your most positive takeaway was from the adult industry? I mean, was there one?
There are so many. There really are so many. You know, there are ups and downs, and I don't have any regrets whatsoever. I do feel like my experiences in the adult business have shaped who I am, just like we talked about earlier. And there's just so many things. I can't even list them.
Okay. So what would you tell someone wanting to get into the business today?
That's a hard question for me.
Yeah. Be honest.
Because I feel like it's a young person's business, but I also feel like you have to be really responsible when you make that decision, because that decision is forever. Right. In this day and age, it's forever. My stuff is everywhere. It's forever. You can find me at the click of a mouse pad and your keypad. You can find me, even if I'm at the back of the pages and not current. So, you know, that can have an effect on somebody if they don't have a thick skin.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, we are talking to Raylene, who is a porn legend. This is Everybody Loves Sex, and we'll be right back after this. And we are right back with Raylene. This is Everybody Loves Sex. Jackie and I are speaking with the gorgeous, wonderful porn legend, Raylene. And we were just talking about what would you tell someone who wanted to get in the industry? What would you tell someone who wanted to get out of the industry?
That they can do it.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, though, say that they can't. And why do you say that they can't? I mean,
because
obviously you're
used to a certain lifestyle and their ego is too big to work at Starbucks or anywhere else. Because our schedules are so flexible and we've become used to that we're not willing to bend.
Yeah.
So just the simple thought of that is overwhelming to be on somebody else's schedule and have somebody telling you what to do, which is why I'm in real estate. Nobody tells me what to do and I make my
I
own schedule.
Perfect.
I have the best job.
Has anybody reached out to you to be their mentor?
Yes, actually. And I've worked with several women from the adult film industry. I have an open door policy. You know, there
That's
are some
awesome.
People that I would choose not to work with if they don't abide by the rules and don't come in classy. but for the most part, I mean, the company that I work with is extremely supportive, and all of my managing partners are amazing and have really, I mean, I just can't be anywhere better. And they've opened their door to my open door policy. So right now I have three women that work under me that are from the business. Not under me. They work with me. They're at eye level.
But you're the mentor. Yeah. And you're mentoring them and guiding them. And
yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and actually my current partner, we left the business together. And so we partnered together and we've been in real estate for Well, I've been in the business for 12 years, and so is she, but we've been together for 3 years. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a power couple.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we are.
We are. Powerful. They're so beautiful.
And awesome. We take really hot pictures. We know how to take pictures.
Oh,
you know, it's marketing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it is. You know? I firmly believe that.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of the skills that you developed in an adult, just having that thick skin and just knowing how to even market yourself. I mean, this is what you're using within your current business.
That and knowing how to talk to people. I mean, you know, as well as I do, going to the conventions and doing that for so many years and having to talk to thousands upon thousands of people and trying to make conversation with people who are afraid to speak to you.
Right. Aww.
That's, I mean, I do open houses. People come in and they're afraid to speak to me, or they're afraid I'm going to sell them. So I just make conversation. So it totally helps.
You're like, check out the carpet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. So. So what was, I mean, looking back on the 17 years, what was a highlight for you?
In the
adult business? Was it dancing on the Grammys? Was it, I mean, what's something that you took away and you said, wow, this was so memorable, once in a lifetime?
That's a really hard question. You know, I was talking to Jackie yesterday, and when I was going over, you know, the directions and everything on how to get here.
And to the Dildo Factory?
You know, there are two movies in my entire career that I remember and that I loved shooting. And those are the experiences that I think I can pick out, other than dancing and other than signings and all of that. And that's one of the movies that I shot for her, and one movie that I shot for Kink.
Oh, so, I love Kink too.
Tingles. And I don't know why they were so impressionable, but they are.
That is okay. So, what's the name of the movie?
It was called Torn.
And God you remember.
Oh,
the title.
I love Torn.
I know. She was like, I don't remember. It's so funny because
was Remy in that too?
Yeah, she was.
The girl,
her niece.
Okay. Yeah.
And oddly enough, I was in that scene. I worked with my current business partner.
Yes, you did. She had a threesome,
yeah, and one of the scenes was, if you only knew, and you might, and just are not telling me.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's crazy. Okay, so now from real estate, what's the one thing? Was it when you sold your first house? Was it buying your first house to turn into a rental? I mean, what was the highlight there in your new career?
I can't pick out one from that either. Yeah. Every sale I do and every client I have is a new experience, and I genuinely love all of my clients. And you know, people say that and you see it in their advertisements and stuff, but I genuinely do. I have a connection with all of them. And even if they've gone sour or we have arguments or whatever the case may be, I have a spiritual connection to my job, and I feel like I'm helping people. And I always get a genuine thank you at the end. And so that's, every time I get that thank you and you did an amazing job, that means more to me than any one experience.
You must get a lot of referrals.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I mean, it's just starting. I mean, I am 3 years in, so I guess I do. I mean, I'm doing fairly well right now. So I do get referrals.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any, I'm just curious, do you have any really weird stories from...
Oh my God.
Can you share one?
Yeah.
Okay, share one. I love weird stories.
Like, yes. I don't know if it's weird. It's kind of gross.
Okay, that's fine. Yes,
yeah,
gross.
It's fine.
Okay, so I have a woman that's a fan, actually. And she reached out to me. She said, I want you to list my house. And this was when I was kind of like halfway in, halfway out, still performing. And she, you know, I was sending her comps and stuff. And it never happened. She listed with somebody else.
Oh.
And so she called. I didn't even pay attention to it. She called me and she's like, I listed with somebody else. I'm in escrow and it's not going very well and I don't know what to do. And at that time I had Ginger Lynn's house listed. And through that transaction came an investor. And I had formulated a relationship with him. And I went to him and I'm like, I need to get a buyer for my friend because she's going through hell right now. And so he brought me a buyer. Brought a buyer into this house. And it was like wall-to-wall boxes, cats, feces, no electricity, hooked up to a generator. I mean, we walked into the property, my partner and I, and we were sick for like 2 days.
So total
and
hoarder
situation.
And I had
to send my poor inspector in there to do the inspection for like 4 hours. We were all sick.
How could you inspect? You're just like failed.
It was awful. But we made it happen, and she still thanks me. The seller still thanks me. I brought, she was, had it listed with somebody else. I brought her a buyer. They canceled the other escrow. You know, she wrote me a...
Somebody actually bought that property.
A review on Yelp. Somebody bought the property.
What do you do? Just burn it down?
It down?
Okay, I was
going to
say.
We tore it down and rebuilt
something. Okay, that's...
I would too. I hope the cats had a safe home.
Yeah. I hope they did. But, you know, at the closing date, I made sure to tell the seller. I said, you know, please make sure that all of your stuff is out by 6 p.m. And she's like, okay, it'll happen. Don't worry. We're moving. I get there. And she's like, we're a little behind. Everything was on the front lawn.
Wow.
Everything from the house, from a 2,000 square foot house, was on the front lawn.
It was, wow.
It was filthy.
That huge.
And
it was
gross.
Filthy. That is what's amazing.
It was filthy. And then the seller took off. She got her money wired in after the sale, and she was like, later. She left everything there. And so
wow.
We went to, that's my partner crazy. And I went to Home Depot and got bags and gloves and
did it.
Bagged everything and called people to haul it away. We were there until 2 a.m.
You
we got there
at
4 p.m. I couldn't believe, my wow. my buyer's like, he's Israeli. He's like, is everything going to be out of there?
You're like, it will be.
I'm like, oh, it's going to be. And I have to keep your cool. So I'm like, that's going to be fine. It's fine.
Yeah, your close captions
are freaking out.
Is she
gone? I'm like, oh, yeah, she's gone. She's gone. She moved out.
Yeah,
for a minute when you were telling this story, I thought you were going to say when you walked into the house, there was like thousands of pictures of you.
Because
she
was a
fan, and I was like, oh. Yeah,
that's happened too, though.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love it.
No, that's literally happened.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. It's okay. I still sold the house.
Yeah, she's got priorities.
I still send them thank you cards.
That's awesome.
I do. I'm like, to each their own.
Okay, they've got
it's
good
nice
taste.
Nice to be loved.
That's right. Well, Raylene, I think you're wonderful. I want everyone to stay tuned for Uncensored Afterglow. It's up next with Raylene. So thank you again. Remember, give us a shout out. What's that sound for your Jimmy Jane Hello Touch X? Tag us, call us at 323-515-9922, or hit us up on social at Love Sex Talk. And we'll be back next week with a professional villain. Stay tuned.
Wow, so you're a sex addict too.
Sex, sex, sex. What can I say?
Right, right. I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. And people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.